Our question, what did you see that you don't see every day? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Matthew. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
All right. So my story, I did email a picture to go with it because it speaks volumes over the actual story. And what I saw was a cow's head on the front of a truck.
I did see the picture. I didn't realize that was your email. I just saw it during that break. That was a... It's a little odd. Is there any explanation for that?
There is a small story behind this, yes.
All right.
The person that owned the truck had found a cow skull at a garbage dump and had put it on the front of their truck. And a buddy of mine had accidentally backed into the skull and broke it. And the guy that had the skull kind of threw a big fit about getting it replaced, which my buddy had no idea how I'd replace a cow skull.
Oh, you got to kill a cow.
Anyway, so I just told him, let's go out to a butchery, you know, a place that slaughters cows, and let's just buy a whole cow head and put it on the front of his truck.
So you guys put the cow head on the truck?
I did not personally. That day I had other business, but my buddy and his best friend. But I was there when we picked up the cow's head. We went out and made the deal with the slaughterhouse, which took quite a bit of talking.
How much does that cost?
Well, this is actually all done in Mexico, so it was relatively cheap. That was only about a $70 head, but it was big. That's a full pickup that head's on.
I mean, did they ask why you needed the cow head?
They did, and they didn't believe us, and they looked at us cross-eyed, and eventually money talks, BS walks, and we got the head.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. And it took some big gauge wire to get that onto the front of that pickup.
Now, did the guy know you guys put it there, or was it more of a prank, like, here's your head?
Well, it was a prank for sure. He didn't know that we had this plan. He woke up and walked out to complaints about a cow dripping blood out of its nose and mouth attached to the front of his truck.
That's fair. That's fair.
And because there was tourists all around and coming off the bus and stuff, he was parked out on a main street.
What city was this in?
A little town north of Puerto Vallarta, outside of Sayulita.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Making a point to not go there.
Yeah.
It does sound. Yeah. I don't know. Well, where'd you get a cow's head? Well, we got it down in Mexico.
But I do like the theory. Like the guy's upset about the cow skull. You go, all right. You want another one? Give Jesus it long Christ. Enough, it'll be that again.
Here's a weird one for you. Most people don't want to spend more time than absolutely necessary inside a portable toilet. However, one man in Kansas City endured an 8-hour ordeal after falling into the depths of one over an ill-advised attempt to retrieve a bottle of Mountain Dew.
Come on, man.
Have you seen the picture of this guy's head?
No.
They had to cut the porta potty open.
Yeah.
To get him out. They say Kansas City, one of the cities that was tapped to host games during the World Cup. And fans who didn't get the opportunity to get in the stadium, they had a chance to attend those watch parties that were held all around different cities and different areas of town. Well, those gatherings, they say, attract large crowds that have necessitated the temporary installation of portable toilets. Yes.
I mean, I don't even know how that heavy fits in there.
I don't know. I do not know.
It's incredible.
Mountain Dew?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But according to Fox 4, one company that supplied them encountered an unexpected issue when they went to pick them up on Tuesday morning in the wake of the quarterfinals. The company in question was Patriot Portable Restrooms, and partner Chip Countryman recently hopped online to recount the saga that unfolded when an employee who was dispatched to retrieve the porta-potties encountered a man who was locked inside one and said he was unable to get out. The employee flagged down a police officer who subsequently encountered the guy. He was stuck inside the lower basin of the toilet. He said he'd fallen inside the previous night after trying to grab a bottle of Mountain Dew that he had dropped. He was in there for over 8 hours. The Kansas City Fire Department was eventually called, and video captured them using a saw to extract him before hosing him down after he was finally freed.
For a bottle of Mountain Dew.
I mean, the one fireman, even when he walks up, is kind of, his body language is like, what in the hell?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, you don't expect to see that, man. You hear about people getting trapped in porta-potties, just not that way.
No.
And the employee's the one who had to open the door, because the door was locked, gets it open, and it's just a head sticking out of a toilet, you know?
Even the guy in the video said that we find stuff all the time. People don't want to necessarily retrieve a lot of the things that they've dropped.
Not Mountain Dew.
And he did mention glasses and sunglasses that fall in, like which happened to me. I get it. You're looking down, they just fall off your face.
Right? And prescription, it's like, look, dude, that's a lot of money. But Mountain Dew, like $4.69, you can get another bottle.
Yeah.
It's just not that good. I cannot think of a single drink I would. Maybe if I had a bottle of Mama Juana, maybe, and I dropped it into the toilet, maybe I fished that out because it's a lot.
I mean, did he end up getting it?
I don't know. And would you drink it even if you did? I said, like, dude, you put this up to your mouth and you dropped it in the toilet. Like, whatever it is, if it goes in my mouth, I don't want it back. It could be dentures, but I'd rather go to the dentist and spend the money and pull them out of that. But again, a bottle of Mountain Dew.
A Michigan family's kitten is officially a Guinness World Record holder after a vet verified that the kitten was born with 28 toes. The Henderson family's 10-month-old kitten, Toby, tied the record for the most toes on a cat, which was previously set by a Canadian pet named Jake in 2002. Now, they say cats typically have 18 toes, and felines with extra digits are known as polydactyl.
Yeah.
All right. So he says, when I first saw his toes, I really couldn't believe what I was seeing. According to a resident who told the Guinness World Record, having another polydactyl cat, I was expecting the extra thumbs. Nothing could have prepared me to see Toby's paws. Henderson said it was Toby's face and frequent purring that caused her to fall in love. Toby's owner said his unusual feet don't cause him any discomfort or mobility issues. He is in great health, and beyond a thorough nail trimming, he has 30 claws as well. He's a regular kitty with no extra concerns.
According not a regular family. Kitty.
It's not regular.
Did you see his a picture of his feet?
No.
It's just like, look, if he came up and started kneading you, I'd be like, you got to get your creepy feet off me, man.
I mean, it looks like he has like a bunch of little tumors on his foot.
It's gross. Like, sorry, it's gross.
He's a cute cat.
I know he's a cute cat. Take a look at his feet. Like, God, I do damn. Not want those feet touching me, man.
It's a good thing cats don't wear shoes.
Yes. Do you think the vet charges extra for a nail trimming?
I think if you go and get...
Because here's the thing, they'll say like dog costs this much. Cat, all right, so you say cat $30. Well, I roll up with my cat.
You're going to a groomer.
I got my $30. I'm gonna pay you for this. Do they basically have it? Do they have the balls to say, listen, man, we know what the sign says, but your cat has 28 toes.
Still, the craziest thing I've seen on the road is that that 18-wheeler hit a bear.
Yeah, I've never seen.
But because typically, if you'd hit a bear, it's either gonna bounce off and just keep running in the woods. It's not really gonna do anything.
Yeah.
Or it's going to destroy your car. It was in the grill of the 18-wheeler.
Yeah.
I mean, it's in the grill. And it's still hot. And its tongue's hanging out. And, you know, it's at night. It's like, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning, midnight. So he's got steam coming all off him. One of the headlights is still working, so you can kind of...
Right.
Smells like ass, by the way.
Oh, I'm sure it does.
Blood pouring all out. I mean, it was just... I could not believe how big his paws were, and I could not believe how big his head, and his tongue was huge.
Yeah, and this is a black bear, right?
Yeah, it was a black bear. But
hanging in the grill.
Well, so I come up behind this 18-wheeler. The 18-wheeler is already pulled off to the side of the road. There is a blood trail for at least a mile.
Jesus,
I mean, it seemed like it was downhill. Like it was...
Okay.
Yeah.
He got over it. His truck was not operational. So I don't know if he kept driving, not knowing if he knew. He had to know he hit something.
Something, right.
I don't know. I don't know exactly... He just pulled the hell over, but I see all this blood, so I pull over behind him. I've got my high beams on. I walk around. Keep in mind, this is an interstate. There's nobody on it.
Yeah.
This is a very desolate area of Western Maryland. I walk around to the front. He's standing there shaking his head, and his truck will not. It's dead. It's done. Like he's like, I don't know what they'll do. Like, what's he gonna do?
No.
There's no Uber. You know, he does have a bed that he can sleep in it, but in the meantime,
are cell phones a thing yet or no?
No. Well, no. He's got a dead bear in front of his rig. You know, he can't drive anywhere.
Right.
He does have a CB radio.
Yeah, I guess that's the move.
But
I mean, you'd have to radio somebody to what? Just flag down or go to a state trooper?
Something, man. But that was crazy.
Even a state trooper's like, what do you want me to do? The bear stuck in the grill, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
The state trooper's like, I got to call someone.
I would just feel better if he was there with his lights on.
It's a very unique smell.
I believe that.
Yeah. What did you see that you don't see every day? 206-803-ROCK.